October 2nd, a fruit of the Spirit, love. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. John 15, verse 13. I'll never forget a sacrificial gesture made by a mother killdeer while I was hiking in North Georgia a few summers back. Apparently, my steps took me too near the bird's nest because I flushed her out of some tall grass, and she went into a ritual that experienced bird watchers know well. Instead of flying off, the killdeer ran ahead of me dragging one wing as if injured. It is a life-risking ploy the bird uses to draw danger away from its young. An act of love, to be sure. One of the fruits of the Holy Spirit is a selfless love that baffles the world. In a society that often preaches, "Get yours before someone else does," it is unique. This love transforms self-serving, hoarding, greedy people into healing, giving, serving, risking agents of Jesus Christ. The old reservations are gone, replaced by the indwelling Spirit of Christ, who empowers His followers and prompts them to act spontaneously without regard to cost. Once you believe, your faith will allow you to draw upon another source of love, not your own human love with all of its boundaries, but upon a divine love that has no limitations. Fill us with your love, Father, that we may serve selflessly.